All right. We've now been joined by Steve Valletta, who's the team president for 2311. Steve, first of all, congratulations on that win. A little bit crazy couple laps there. So maybe just take us through that perspective of what it was like to kind of see Tyler in the lead, then have trouble, and then have the opportunity there on that restart to really show what Tyler Reddick's made of.
Yeah, I just think the whole team all year has been really poised. It's not the first time we've had any kind of adversity come at us, and they just continue to stay calm, keep each other grounded, and know that we've got fast car. And if you have a fast car, all you have to do is really make sure you execute, and that's what they've continued to do. So super proud of everybody at Airspeed, you know, all four cars in the top 15. It's just a great day overall, great day for Toyota, and glad we could give Tyler what he needed to there at the end to run those last few laps and take it to victory lane.
All right, well, now go to questions. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you. We're going to start up front here with Jeff.
You guys had such a great start for those first three races, but then you get to the real season, so to speak, and you don't really know for sure what you have now that you've been on tracks like this and shown improvement on short tracks. Does it feel, you know, better or even more encouraging to know that you have speed at all sorts of places?
Yeah, Jeff, I think we've been doing that for a few years now. I think the missing part has been really executing across the board. You know, our pit crews have taken a big step forward. Everybody worked really hard in the off season to refine our processes and our communication. You know, we're only, what, 9 races now into our 6th season. So still a lot of work to be done. But yeah, I mean, we feel like we are right where we need to be in terms of bringing the type of speed to any kind of racetrack that we're going to go to this year, and then leave it to everybody to just, as I said earlier, execute the best that they can.
Additional questions for Steve? Do we have any? Anybody? Everybody's quiet today? All right. Well, Steve, I'm going to give you one question to kind of wrap it up. A year ago, obviously, the 45 team didn't win a race in that season. They've come back. Now they've won 5 of the first 9. From your perspective as a leader of the team, what was that like to kind of manage, you know, what I'm sure was disappointment last year at times, but now to see the success, you know, what is that like from your vantage point?
Yeah, I mean, again, super gratifying. It wasn't just the 45 not winning, right? But just as an organization, you know, we only won the one race. You know, it was the Brickyard, which was great. But there was no heads being hung. It was just more the attitude of we've got to get to work. And, you know, that was across the board. You know, it's just great to come here, you know, new partner in Supply House on the car, just announced a Rockstar deal, which is in victory lane. So a lot of really good things that are happening overall that started with the work that we needed to do in the off season to kind of make sure we would be where we wanted to as an organization this year.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time. All right. Oh, perfect. Thanks, Trey. All right, Billy, we're making this kind of a every 2 week thing, right?
Yeah, I had to stop the losing streak.
No, right. All right, we've now been joined by our race winning crew chief, Billy Scott. Billy, we kind of joke about how often we've seen you this season, but 5 wins today, you know, had a lot of action there at the end. You know, just take us through those laps, but really, like, what does it mean to be in this position in April? You know, obviously, but just this team is unbeatable at this point.
Yeah, well, certainly a wonderful start to the year. You know, we keep coming to the racetrack and having good speed, and Tyler keeps figuring out ways to execute flawlessly at the end, seemingly to make it happen. And it's just I think it's a good follow-up from, you know, the struggles you talked about from last year of feeling like we had a lot of opportunities and never being able to capitalize and you know, trying to remove ourselves from the expectations of results and just trying to do our job and execute and let things happen as they will, and it's obviously worked out really well.
All right, we'll go to questions for Billy. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll get to as many questions as we can. Anyone have a question for Billy that wants to kick us off? All right, we'll start with Zach, and we'll just go down the line.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Do you have any flashbacks to last fall when the Chevrolet kind of squeaked through there with the Toyotas kind of fighting it out? Any flashbacks or hesitation like, here we go again?
Yeah, probably not in the moment, but when you look at the big picture, yeah, that's something when you've got that many Toyotas. You know, we all consider ourselves teammates with the JGR bunch and our 2311 Toyotas up there, that you do want to capitalize on that. You want to get it for somebody. You know, we always selfishly want to be the ones in victory lane, but we're certainly always happy if one of them pick it up. So, yeah, whenever we ended up 3-4 wide, whatever it was on that restart, and the 5 came out on top, it was going to be disappointing if we were not able to get back to him.
And just what about Tyler and how he almost kind of willed his way to that on the last lap there? I mean, it's almost like flashbacks of Homestead a year or two back in terms of how that played out.
Yeah, it is. Incredible job of just getting the most out of it, finding the right spot to put his car in to side draft and take the air block once he got clear, all that stuff masterfully. And yeah, I think he was a little more determined after it seemingly went south at the end of that green flag run too, when we had the fuel stumble.
Just let me know, JC, kind of hitting off that, like, what was the issue there with three lap stuff? Was it out of gas?
It was not out of gas. It was a stumble of some sort. I'm assuming it was a fuel pump, and he flipped to a secondary one, and it seemed to pick back up. I think he got in the wall or something, was trying to figure out what to do. Was he pitting? Were we really out of gas? He doesn't know where we're at on fuel level and, how close we're calling it in those situations. So, I mean, we felt confident we had plenty of gas in there, and I think it was just some sort of mechanical problem that we'll dive into this week.
Tim Moore, Motorsports. Hey, congrats on the win, Billy. Throughout the day, and I talked to a lot of guys out the race, it felt like that every time they went back in to get adjustments, when they were loose, they ended up coming back on the next time tight. Did you experience that with Tyler throughout the race? And also, how was it for you guys in terms of cording? Because there was a lot of cording throughout the day.
Yeah, so fortunate for us, I think our balance stayed pretty consistent from the sense of we knew what we were fighting and we slowly made progress on it and we continued in the same direction. With some small air pressure stuff throughout the day and ended probably the best we were. But cording was a huge concern. Started yesterday in practice, we saw many cars with cords on the tires, and we were kind of balancing when we stopped under green all day around that. We didn't want to stay out too long on the front side and give up track position, but we knew that if we came too early and had a longer run at the back, the risk was there. And that's what happened to us end of stage one. Fortunately, we were able to hold on to third because we had a big gap, but we fell back by multiple seconds those last couple laps because that tire was pretty bad.
Do you, though, feel like if you had a situation there late in the race, or I shouldn't say late in the race, in the final run where you guys didn't have to pit, would you have been able to go a full fuel run on the tires or no?
Fortunately for us, I think it was a product of getting our balance closer and of the track rubbering in. It did get a little better as the day went. So that end of stage one was our worst tires that came off. Felt like when we stopped under green there in stage three, we broke it directly in half. Just said we're going to get 47 laps out of both sets. Those tires looked as good as any had all day. And and I think if we had to run a little more, we certainly could have. And it's just a guessing game at that point of how far that would have been.
And then on the final restart, was there anything you said to Tyler before the restart to kind of get him back motivated to go back and get what he had initially but due to go?
No, just told him to refocus, take a deep breath and start over here. We're on the front row, so it's still a great place to be. And we kind of anticipated what might happen with the five. He's historically gone 3 wide on the bottom with a good restart and knew the 20 was one of the best at getting to the outside to our right rear. And both of those things happened. So, four of the best in the series up there battling, any one of them could have come out on top, and it worked out perfectly. And again, he put himself in the exact right spot to make it happen.
Right, Reed, go ahead.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Given the lead that you and Denny had both coming to pit road, did you consider four tires and maybe you would have had time to do that and still get out when you did?
No, we did not. We expected better part of 10 cars or so to do it, especially with the green white checkered. And it wasn't like we had a full fuel run before that. Having stopped under green, 40-ish laps on tires wasn't too bad for the lefts, we didn't feel. So that was our plan all along.
All right, any final questions for Billy? All right, Billy, congratulations again.
Thank you.
And Frank was here, so he finally got to celebrate with you guys. Yes, yes.